Have you planned your RV trips for the spring and the summer? This is the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. And we are here at Oak Alley in Webster, Florida. We have some special guests today, and we're going to get to them in just a few minutes. Now, Patty and I, well, right now we're planned about a month, maybe a month and a half. Okay, we'll give you two maybe. But we do have hard dates that we have throughout the entire year. And those hard dates are like the Florida Super Show, which is going on right now as you're listening to this podcast. But we're actually recording this about a week before we get to the Florida Super Show. Now, there's the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. We've gone there several years in a row, so that's kind of a hard date for us. And we have the Hershey RV Show. That's kind of a hard date for us. And our guests today, guess what? They kind of just follow us around on all those hard dates. We met them in Las Vegas 2 years ago, something like that. And, you know, they just show up at every one of our events. So that's why we've had them on the RV Life Podcast today.
Now, we've been full-time for almost just going on 3 years next month and traveling across the country, back and forth. As Dan said, it's amazing the people you meet on both sides of the country, like our guests today. So, as I said, full-time going on 3 years. It's kind of surreal, actually. Now, I got to talk a little bit. We are, as Dan said, at Oak Alley RV Resort in Webster, Florida.
And we
this
love it.
Place, we love it. It's incredible. Our site is not big. It's not large. It's humongous.
It really is.
Huge. You've been to RV parks where Dan and I were sitting outside and he said, you could probably put another whole site next to it. I've been to RV parks where there would have been three or four sites in this space.
And the coolest part of this is we backed into our spot and there's a fence right at the end of ours. And it is the pen for Eeyore. So Eeyore came and visited me.
Yes, there are a bunch of donkeys and cattle back there. It's such a cool place, Oak Alley, because there's these beautiful oak trees and we just love it here. And we have to thank Jimmy and Lisa, our guests today, for telling us about Oak Alley. Just love it here. Now, we have so much planned for this coming year, right? So many plans for this coming year.
Now, as we make our plans for this coming year, we have found a product for RV travelers. As a matter of fact, I have dubbed it the RV industry's best kept secret.
And this secret we want to let you in on. It's Open Roads Innovative Tolling. It is incredible.
Incredible!
Wow. This is a toll transponder and it literally works in all 48 states. You have one transponder, costs $24 a year. And the best part is their concierge service. So if you should receive one of those toll violations.
Like we just received a whole bunch of them going through Texas?
Yes, yes, we did. We have a bunch. Before we got this toll, we went through Texas. I don't know why we thought we were okay going through there.
Easy pass, baby. I thought Easy Pass worked everywhere.
It does not. Nope. But the customer support will help you through the process if you do get a toll violation.
Open Roads Innovative Tolling, the RV industry's best kept secret until now. Okay, our guests today are Jimmy and Lisa Cox. They have this thing that they call it a camp out. But Patty, wait a minute. I'm kind of confused here because isn't that what we do every day of our life is we camp out?
Yes. And after talking to them, I think the idea of a camp out is very different. And we're really excited to share what a camp out is with our RV Life Podcast listeners.
Now, what they are doing is kind of different because they don't even only have these what they call campouts, which is kind of like a meetup, I guess.
We're going to hear.
Okay, we're going to hear from them. We're going to let them explain. Yeah. But they also have these things called crawls, When I think of a crawl, I think of it as a bar crawl.
Yeah, I think about my days in college. Okay, maybe I shouldn't be mentioning it that way, but that's when we did a crawl. So we'll have to hear what they see a crawl being.
And Jimmy and Lisa will be with us in just a minute. But right now, that horn means it's time for this week's fun fact, which is brought to you by Open Roads Resorts with four great locations. Two in Idaho, one in Montana, and one in Texas.
That's two in Montana, one in Idaho, and one in Texas.
Somebody changed my script. Somebody's playing with my computer over here because yes. My script says the other way, but that's okay.
I see that. I see that. Now, I did just talk to Chase Becker, who's the owner of Open Roads Resorts, and he let me in on another little secret, actually. Well, maybe it's a big secret, but the total eclipse is April 8th, and the Dallas Northeast Campground now has some spots. They were sold out. I'm assuming somebody canceled, so they have a few spots available for the total eclipse on April 8th.
Now, Patty, we were there just a couple weeks ago, and I have to tell you, that place was incredible. We were nose in, and the front of our nose overlooked a lake that is there. And that was to the west. So we had the most beautiful sunset over this lake that I can't even describe how beautiful that sunset was.
We surely love our sunsets. Now let's get to the fun fact. And I didn't know this. I have to say, this area of the country, this being like Montana, Idaho, Utah area, I am geographically challenged. But I found out Yellowstone National Park is the world's first national park. Did you guys know that? We have a little bit of a live audience here, and they didn't know it either, so I don't feel so dumb.
Did anybody know it in the back of the room back then?
No, okay. They didn't know it. Great. So I'm glad to bring a fact that helps people. It's also the third largest hot springs in the world, Yellowstone.
I don't know. If you've ever been to Yellowstone, that is a very large hot spring, and it's very, very hot because it geyser and it blows up every 44 minutes or something like that. It is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
So I can't wait, Dan, and I will be there this year. Now, Red Rock RV Park, which is part of Open Roads Resort, is right outside Yellowstone. It is the only park outside the Western entrance that offers monthly sites. It's brand new this year. So Yellowstone, Big Sky, Tetons for a low price. The longer you stay, the price is lower. So that's
for a really low price, I can go and stay right outside the gate of Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
And then I can use my old man national pass to get into Yellowstone every day. Wow, that's a deal in three halves.
Yes, and I'm going to put all of the information for these parks in the show notes so people can check that out.
This is the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. And our guests today, Jimmy and Lisa Cox. Guess what? They met in a Walmart. That's right. She was doing her weekly shopping and he was stocking the shelves. She ran right into him, knocked him over, and that chance meeting led to a lifetime of adventure. They have a YouTube channel called Find Us Camping. And I got to tell you, we are always looking for them. We look under every single rock we can. And for the last 17 years, you'll find Jimmy and Lisa Cox camping and helping others along the way.
That was a great intro. And I'm just going to welcome Jimmy, Lisa. Welcome to the RV Life Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Dan and I met you guys in Las Vegas 3 years ago.
Yes.
Across the country, then in Hershey. A year later,
right?
I think we all looked at each other and said, oh, I know these people. I just don't know where, because we couldn't figure it out.
I think you found us.
And then it clicked.
So we found you. Yes, we found you in your t-shirts, Find Us Camping, helped us connect it all together. You meet so many people. So how often do you go back and forth across this great country?
Seems like every year for the last 3 years we've been, not quite to California, but at least to like Vegas or Montana. We have been out that way, and we're going again this year. So maybe it's an annual trip.
So we try to go as many times as we can because, you know, on the East Coast, you only get to see so many things. So when you broaden your horizons, you can see everything.
That you sounds know, like us a lot.
And I have to say, we were in Las Vegas, and I was recouping from a little thing. So I was actually on a walker, and they made me walk a mile every day. And we met you guys in front of the pool with your big 50. You had just pulled in. And we were new YouTubers at that point. I mean, we only had 4 or 5 videos out at that point.
We were still new.
I don't know. You had your name up there. You were gods to us at that time. It's like, oh my God, we're meeting the big boys. So, you know, you guys have a little bit of a different model than a lot of the YouTubers and a lot of the podcasters, that type of stuff out there. You have what you call a camp out, and you have a caravan crawl. Talk to me about what a camp out is first. Jimmy, let this one.
Well, camp out is basically like your meetups or your camp outs. So basically just camp. So we started this by getting some of our friends together and doing a camp out. And everybody seemed to really, really enjoy it. So we made it bigger and start inviting more friends. And then those friends invited other friends, and it became 85 to 100 RVs at a time. So our campouts now have become places for other RVers to meet each other. And it's just to bring RV community together. So that's where the campout has started.
Now, do you schedule the spots? Like, you know, if you're going to have 80 RVs in a place and you call Oak Alley, it's like, hi, Oak Alley, I want to schedule a book 80 camp spots all together because we want to be in a circle. And
so basically what we do, you know, we have to call the campground and say, hey, this is going to be a minor camp out or a major camp out. Minors are the small ones and majors are the bigger ones. We will call someplace like Oak Alley and say, can you handle 65 RVs? We have RVs just like ours, anywhere from 46 feet down to just a little Class A's or the vans. So they kind of look through there and say, okay, you have X amount of big sites and X amount of small sites. And then we try to put it out there and say, hey, first of all, it's first come, first serve. So if you have one of those 46 footers, you better call now and get reserved. So yeah, we do call and we tell them about how many we're going to have.
Okay. So we are currently at Oak Alley. Now you're not having a camp. You're just here for fun right now to meet with us.
Yes. This is our destination before the Tampa RV show.
This is your destination before Tampa. It is ours too, because we're leaving from here and going to Tampa. But let's talk a little bit about Oak Alley. This is your find. This is your hidden gem.
Correct.
And we had to look under a rock to find you here. But this place is absolutely humongous. Last night, we took a walk around here and oh my God, this place is huge.
Yeah. So we found Oak Alley, of course, at the Tampa RV show. We were walking around. It was a new campground, 3 or 4 years ago. And they were giving away, I think, 3 free nights for people to come in and check it out. So they gave us the 3 free nights to come in, and we did a video on it, and it kind of blew up. We hear all the time that, and we just heard it again today, that we thank you for doing that video, because now we are here because you guys put out that video. So some of these people here become friends and stuff through the video, I guess. And yeah, so that's where Oak Alley came from for us. We try to make this one of our, you know, our destinations before the Tampa show, just come back and tell everybody hi.
And now, before we go on, I just want to let people know they don't have to remember the name of the place. We're going to put it in the show notes.
In the show notes.
Because a lot of our people are driving and listening. So.
Now, we are in a community room here. This is the little community room. The big community room is next door, and they're actually doing a line dancing class. So if you hear that line dancing in the background, they're doing some dancing over on the other side of that. And then if you go down the hall over there, there's a quilting class going on. So there's always something really cool going on here.
Yes, and I hear hibachi is...
Hibachi.
Not hibachi. Like the food.
Hibachi, that's how you make okay. That's a little barbecue.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, there will be no
hibachi
food.
Hibachi ball.
Okay. Okay.
It's a game. And you know, I saw something that I have never seen before as I was walking in today. There is a women's only RV technical course. So they have somebody coming in and giving a woman's only RV tech course. I thought that was a pretty cool idea.
And there's people in our audience that are saying, yeah, I'm taking that course. We'll have to hear about that after. I probably should have joined the course myself. Didn't know about it. Okay, so campouts. Where's your next campout? Let's talk about that. Do you know? Oh, I'm putting her on the spot.
Yeah, she's got to think about what day of the week, what month we're in.
Okay, so we're January. May. I think it's Thursday.
May will be our next camp out at Endless Caverns in the western portion of Virginia, so near Harrisonburg. That's usually our season kickoff. That one, we will have up to 100 RVs and then the people that come along with that.
Wow, 100 RVs. So
okay,
that's at least
so
200
people.
Jimmy
has told us about the camp out. Right? That was the easy one. Now, you have what you call a caravan crawl.
Are they two different things? Okay, explain.
Okay, so they are kind of intertwined, and this will be our kickoff for a crawl because we've never done it before. It was just an idea. One of those sitting around the campfire, we could maybe do this, and now it's going to be a thing. So we're going to kick off our season in May. And then the crawl is going to be beginning of June. We will make our way across the country with six other RVers. So there's the caravan part. There will be seven of us traveling. We will stop at multiple harvest hosts and campgrounds along the way. And then we will land for a week for a camp out in Yellowstone or Yellowstone North. So that will be a week-long camp out, which are the things we do. You don't have to participate in the crawl to come to the camp out, but maybe you live in that area or you're going to be in that area and you've been wanting to hook up and get together. Now's your chance. So we will do a camp out in Yellowstone. We will crawl a little bit more. We will do a camp out in Black Hills, South Dakota. Then we will start crawling back east, and we will do the final camp out of that crawl in Pigeon Forge. So they're not the same, but they are kind of tied together. But you don't have to do both. Like, you can do one or the other.
Okay, so people could just meet up with you along the way. Now, the caravan, you talked about Harvest Host. Some of our RV Life podcast listeners aren't familiar with that. Dan and I are members. You guys are too. Talk a little bit about Harvest Host so that our new people know what it is.
Sure. So and I will preface this with, we were a little skeptical at first because we weren't really set up for boondocking. So we were nervous to do it. But as long as you have tanks, pretty much you can usually handle one night. So Harvest Hosts are different host locations across the country. They are anywhere from a winery, a brewery, a distillery, a restaurant,
farms.
We went to a loofah farm.
And lavender farm or a llama farm or like all kinds of farms. We've stayed at people's places that were beef farms. So what you do is you stay there overnight. Most of them are, well, I won't even say that. Used to be most of them were boondocking, but a lot of them even have hookups now. And the ask is that you spend around $30 to stay there. So if they're selling fresh beef, then you buy $30 worth or more. And so it can get expensive just depending on what you like and what you want to spend money on. And it's a membership driven thing. So you pay for a year and you're good for a year. And then people would say, well, then your stay is not really free because you're paying $30. So our twist on that is, I'm going to buy my daughter-in-law a birthday gift. Okay, she's a wine drinker. So when we're at the winery, the money I would spend on her birthday gift, I'm going to buy her a bottle of wine from out here in California or, you know, wherever, that back in Virginia, she's not going to get that. So it's money I would have spent anyway. So technically that stay didn't cost me any money.
Right. And I'm with you on that. So we've gone to places and some of them don't ask for anything. Some of them ask $20, $30. We went to a Harvest Host farm in Pennsylvania, Lancaster area, and we bought our $30 worth of fresh eggs and fruits and vegetables, cheese. I bought some junk food. I bought the best popcorn, Amish popcorn, like the kernels to pop yourself.
Right.
It is amazing. Like, I didn't even know anything about it. So, like you said, the money is well used. We love our Harvest Host membership, but you've given a lot of information. Tell our listeners where they can find you guys. So if they want to join you on the crawl or the caravan or the camp out, where can they find you?
So the best place probably is going to be our website, which is finduscamping.com. And there is a tab that
has the camp outs listed on there. And those are going to have everything that we have broken down. And there's a map also on there that you can see where they all are, and you can click on them and get interactive live places we're going to be.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yep. Now we're not done. We got a lot more to cover. I just want to make sure people knew where to find them. And this is really exciting for me.
We'll put that in the show notes.
Absolutely. In the show notes. A link to their information in the show notes for people. This is exciting for me because a lot of the places we're going to talk about today are places I have not been to. Cool. And one of the purposes of this show being in January is for the people looking to get out for the spring and summer. Where should I absolutely go? So whether
Start planning now.
And so whether they're planning for now to go to Yellowstone or some of the places, or put it on their bucket list. So let's talk about some of those places. Let's talk about you mentioned Yellowstone. Paint the picture for me and our listeners, because I've never been there. Dan has. Paint a little bit. I'm putting them on the spot here. Paint a little bit of the picture.
I think, like, when I think Montana, period, but Yellowstone specific, like that area, if you just think of all the postcards maybe that you got as a kid when your grandparents or whoever was traveling, of the wildlife in its natural habitat, or like that beautiful mountain scene off in the distance, that is Yellowstone. Like, that
all
is
you have to
is.
Do is open your door if you're
yeah,
there.
Like, everywhere you look, like any window you choose to look out of, it literally, for me anyway, like that's my memory of being there. It just looks
your
like
your eyes
postcard.
See postcards everywhere you are.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, as a friend of mine, Jim Renault, said, he said, when I'm there, every time I step out of my camper, it's like I'm in a new postcard, because
it is.
When I step out at 7 a.m, it's a beautiful morning. And when I step out at 8 p.m, I'm looking at this sunset. So it's really, really incredible. Okay.
So I am looking forward to Yellowstone, and we're hoping to get there this summer. I know we have to start planning. That's what we just told our listeners, start planning or it'll be sold out. So definitely Yellowstone is somewhere to plan. But now
just a little bit east of Yellowstone is this place called the Black Hills. And that's where the home of Mount Rushmore is. Yes. What's in Mount Rushmore, Jim?
You know, some famous...
What's in the Black Hills?
Some famous guys are at Mount Rushmore.
A couple of famous guys.
You know, those guys, their faces.
Yeah, it's not my picture on Mount Rushmore. So there is, you know, there is a couple of important people. I don't even know exactly every one of them.
Wow.
We were there last year or the year before last. But it's just... Mount Rushmore is just a beautiful place to go and visit. And now, last time we were there, I think they did something in the dark where they had it all lit up.
They have it all lit up now.
Yeah, which was really, really cool. So, but yeah, Mount Rushmore is the main destination for that camp out. So you can go and visit that.
Well, and you know, like you see Mount Rushmore in pictures and postcards, but to actually be there and it's like, whoa.
It's like the biggest thing. Has anybody else, and I'm going to look out to the audience. Has anybody been to Mount Rushmore out there? Bunch of no's. Everybody's shaking their head no's.
And if you go on the tour there, you can actually see how they built it.
Yes.
You can see the harnesses and stuff that they use, which I would never use in today's type of thing.
Definitely not.
And when you go out there, there is some pretty cool things that a lot of people don't know about Mount Rushmore and different things behind Mount Rushmore that you learn when you're there. So it's definitely a place to go see.
Jimmy, I got to ask, you know, we're in Florida. And I was supposed to prime you on this so you have the right answer.
Uh-oh.
Florida to Mount Rushmore, how many miles do you think it is?
About 2,000.
Very good.
To be exact, that. It's 1,985 miles.
It's very good. We'll give that to you.
That's depending on which way you go to.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll give you an A+ on that. But yeah, I mean, now let's talk about that a second. And I know you've
that's
got
a lot of diesel gasoline. I mean, 1,800 miles to go up there. That's a lot of diesel. In a Class A like mine, I'm getting 7 to 10 miles to the gallon. You've got this pickup truck thing with that huge fifth wheel behind you. How many miles a gallon do you get?
You know, it's depending on where we are, but on average, 6.9 to 7.2.
Oh, wow.
That's about it.
That's so worse than us.
I'm getting less than that.
Okay. Wow. Now, I know you guys have a Class A because you're parked right across from me, and I'm looking at your RV every day. How many miles a gallon do you guys get? 10.8. What about you guys back there?
Seven. He said big difference.
You're getting, I can 10.
10.
He's getting, and what kind of RV do you have?
Tow behind. So it's a little lighter. So 10.
A little bit lighter. So he's getting about 10 miles.
Now, the thing is, you got to realize when you're out west and you're climbing those 18,000 feet mountains, you're going to lose a lot of fuel mileage.
Sure. Oh, yeah, we've gone up over Shasta a couple times.
Yeah, when you come down them, you're getting 100 miles a gallon.
Yeah, right. On the way down.
You're not getting that kind of mileage. So.
Right.
Well, I will tell you what. One of the ways that we save money as we travel around the country, and we do a lot of traveling, about 100,000 miles a year, we use the Open Roads fuel card. Now, we know you use the TSD/Open Roads fuel card, so we know that you guys use that as well. The Open Roads fuel card is a free service and saves hundreds of dollars a year alone. It allows us to buy diesel fuel at truck stops and utilize the power of group purchases to save money.
What we do, we have the Open Roads app, as Dan said, and while we're driving, I open the app on my little phone. Dan says, okay, we need gas, and I look to see where there's a gas station and where there's the best price. And what I've done is sometimes different states have different prices for gas. So I'll ask him, can we push it to the next state? Right. So we were in Pennsylvania. I wanted to get to Delaware or Virginia or whatever. And I will try to push him to get to that next state, which has the better gas fuel. You guys do that too, right, Lisa? Sure. Because when you're filling, our tank is 125-gallon tank.
Yeah, ours isn't. Ours is 60. But
you need to stop more often.
Exactly. And so I'll play the same game, or I'll pull up because Love's is on Open Roads. So I have the Love's app too. So I'll pull that up. I'm like, the next one's this many miles. And he says, oh, I can go a little further. Okay, the next one. And then I look at the prices and maybe, no, you don't need to go further. We'll stop at this one because it's cheaper.
And Dan and I have...
you on the spot, Patty.
Go ahead. Put
why
me on the spot.
Why are you the one always using Open Roads app?
Well,
why can't you be the one driving?
You were listening to our last podcast. Thank you, Jimmy.
We think everybody in the truck, the RV, or whatever it is, the co-pilot should always learn to drive.
Absolutely. So here's Jimmy's been listening to the podcast. So our last podcast, we talked to Freightliner, to Jeff, and to Ken from Integra, and Pat from Integra, the design team. I will, as soon as we get our new RV, Carol from Integra, he's the head of the design team, is taking me out on my maiden voyage, so I will learn how to drive the RV. Thank you, Jimmy, for that.
Now, Angie from National Indoor
also
said,
it's more of a safety thing.
And it absolutely is. Now, I have a backup plan. So, and I don't recommend this. People in the RV should know how to do everything in the RV as well as drive. I could do pretty much everything else. I'm not going to go change the oil. And it's a very valid point. Somebody gets ill, and Dan did, you need a backup plan. So my backup plan is our good friend, Bob, who will fly down and move the RV anywhere I need him to. But that's not a backup plan that most people have. So, yes, to your point, that is a big safety issue. And
well, for me to transition into the next part of this, we are at Oak Alley, and we're leaving when, Sunday?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
We're leaving Sunday. So if you are here at Oak Alley, you want to hide on Sunday, because I'm going to have Patty drive the RV right around in front of Jimmy's house, which he's all the way in the back of this place.
I guess I'll be filming that.
Okay, yeah, that's not happening. So as people listening to the podcast have heard, the RV is old. She's tired and needs to be retired. As soon as we get the new RV, I'll make that drive.
What yes. What could happen just driving through the campground?
Thank you, Lisa. This podcast is going seriously wrong. It is taking a nosedive.
We're just looking out for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, the thought of Patty driving the RV around this place just makes me happy.
Okay, great. They'll set up a bunch of codes. I'll come out on Sunday and people will be lined up on the road.
You'll have your own parade.
Yes, how okay, exciting. Great.
Now, you know, officially, all of this is logged in the commercial that we were doing that we haven't finished the lines yet. But so all of this is officially in the Open Roads Fuel Card segment of our show. And to get a nice, smooth transition into the next part of our show, I'm going to read this last line and say, if you like saving money, you can't afford to not have the Open Roads fuel card.
Absolutely. Oh. Now, could we get back to the show and get off of Patty? Okay. So I know you guys do a lot of RV shows like we do. How important is it to attend shows, events? You know, let's start with shows. Shows like Tampa or Hershey. And again, we always put our guests on the spot. We don't tell you what we're going to ask you. This is just, we wing it. So what do you think?
I think for us personally, like our thing is the people, the places. And so that means fellow RVers, people, Yellowstone, places. But in order for those two to come together, you need to have a connection with the RV community. And I think shows are a great place to do that. It puts you in touch. It keeps you abreast of what the new products are, not even just RVs, but like Open Roads, RV Trip Wizard, you know, the things. And then we can come to our community and bring them the things. So I feel like it's almost research, if you will, for your job. And our community counts on us to bring them the latest, the greatest, the money savers, all those things. And I think shows are the place to get that knowledge to bring to them.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to do a selfless plug here. At the Tampa RV show, which this show will be out during the Tampa RV show.
Right.
But for those of you that are in the room, at the Tampa RV show, the RV Life podcast will be recording our episodes every single day at the Freightliner booth. That's booth 370 at somewhere around 12:30. We have Lee Tiffin from yes. Tiffin Motorhome. Yes. He'll be on Wednesday.
Right. And we have Gina and Ryan. You're making me challenge my brain, who will be on from Open Road so people could ask them questions.
So that's the fuel card and the toll transponder. Both of those questions be answered at the same
right.
time.
We have gentleman from Tire Minder, Michael, who will talk about tire pressure monitoring. We have Keith from Clear 2O, who's going to talk about, you know, safe
fresh drinking water.
And then on Sunday, we're doing a dueling podcast. Two podcasts are going to run simultaneously with, again, you're challenging me with names, Randy
magazine.
And Kelly from RV Destinations.
Yes.
Now, let me get back to, you talked about community, and Dan and I have talked many times about how important that is. It's the most important. And you guys are connectors. When we were talking, you know, I pick up on things you say. So you're connectors. Talk a little bit, either one of you, about that.
So the connector side of it, she just put me on the spot because she looked at me there.
I always put you on the spot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Find Us Camping was created to, like we said, get RVers together. So our goal is, and this isn't always going to work, isn't always going to happen, but we're trying to build a large enough community that if something ever happens on the road somewhere, and it's happened to some of our other followers and friends, that you can let us know or whatever, and we can post it across all of our social media and say, hey, we have, you know, Patty and them are stuck on the side of the road somewhere, and they're on 95 in Maryland. can we get somebody over there to at least help get them off the road somewhere safe? And that's where our community, I hope, is going to really shine. So that's what Finest Camping has become. Just building community and helping each other on the road, because life on the road by yourself is boring.
Absolutely. You need people. People used to say to us when we first started out, boy, isn't it going to be lonely being on the road? You're not going to have friends. We have more connections, more friends, have met more people than we ever did living in our house next door to the same people right. year after year. So that's not a thing. Now, Lisa, you said something to the effect of, this makes my heart happy.
It does.
So what
she said this again last night.
Because okay. It does. It just truly makes me happy from the inside out. So we would always try to say we met you all, and then we met you all, like these two different people, separate occasions. And we're like, wow, these people really have a lot in common. I wish we had a way to get them together. And so we can have one of our campouts and maybe you'll both be there. And then I'm trying to get the two of you together, like force that connection. And at our first camp out, we realized that organically, the people that like to hang out by the campfire will meet the other people that want to hang out by the campfire. And the people that really enjoy cornhole, guess what? They're going to meet each other over there. And so I was like, this is really cool. Like, the people we wanted to meet are really meeting each other, and that's awesome. And then a couple months later, one of them would post on social media, hey, we're camping here with our friends, so-and-so, and they didn't know each other till they came to our camp out. And that makes my heart truly happy, because we've brought these people together without even trying, but if they hadn't both been here, they wouldn't be together. So that makes me happy.
Now, Lisa.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that makes my heart truly happy is you have a component of your camp outs that gives back to the local community. Tell me about that component.
So we're working really hard this year with the crawl that at all of our major stops, at all of our campouts, and we are working directly with each campground to be in touch with them and say, hey, where in your community can we help out? Because sure, we could say, oh, at every campout, we're going to go help the local food bank. Well, that's great, but maybe they have a greater need, you know, cleaning up paths in the campground, or one of the places we're going to is going to be near an observatory and the observatory is there, but some of the paths need some work. Or maybe the campground is a newly established or, you know, newly purchased campground and they just need some help cleaning up without spending millions of dollars after they've already spent a lot of money to buy this campground. So we're working independently with each stop to say, hey, in your community, what can we do one day? And our community that's there will do whatever it is that needs to be done. So that's what we're doing for 2024. And I'm excited about it.
I think that is absolutely awesome to, you know, to create community. I think there are a lot of people. I know there are a lot of people that I've met within the RV life community that do look to give back. What can we do? How can we help? And being, we're constantly moving around to have that.
And like in Yellowstone, so you always think like a food bank or a homeless shelter, like those are the things that instantly come to mind, right? And so what the campground in Yellowstone said there's a huge shortage of is water. So they want donations of the little individual bottles of water, not the 16 ounces, but whatever the little ones are. And there's a huge shortage of winter socks, because it's cold out there and you think about, yeah, everybody's got socks, but then they get wet and then you need another pair. And so, you know, like that homeless community out there, I'm sure they all have coats, or I shouldn't say all, but like that's probably a common donation, but you don't think about socks. And so we're going to try to collect ahead of time for people that can't make the trip out, so that we can make a donation of like a lot of winter socks and the small water bottles. So just something that you would maybe think about, but being in touch with them directly instead of just on our own trying to do something makes it, you know, more specific to that community.
That's great. And now, as you said, you're going to collect stuff. Now, by the time we put this out there, you'll have so much stuff collected. I hope you have an empty storage area in your
garage,
RV.
My garage is going to be full of socks.
Exactly. Socks and water bottles. And this is how this community works. They really come together and give.
They do.
But now that we're talking about your fifth wheel, let's talk about it, because your fifth wheel is something pretty special. Can you talk to our audience about that fifth wheel?
So we have turned our fifth wheel, which is a Fusion toy hauler, into what we call the mobile display unit. So we work with a bunch of different partners or vendors to what I like to call as bring the RV show to you by on the road. So when we go to one of our campouts, we open up the camper for you to tour, for you to see all the new products that are out there. So just like we were talking about, what's the benefit of going to an RV show? So you can see the new products. So if I can have the products on hand showing you guys, it's easier for you to come in and see, touch, and feel all the products. Because if you can touch a handle or you can touch something, then you're more apt to really understand how it works, and it's easier for you to understand whether or not you want to buy that or not. So we also, not just that side of it, but we also block out time if you want to just come in, sit into the camper, and talk about how we schedule our trips. So we'll teach you, you know, the RV Life Trip Wizard. We will teach you, we will show you the open roads, how we use the open roads fuel card. So it's not just basically the products, but it's more of the everyday life. So we've had somebody just one day to say, hey, can I just talk to you guys for 1 hour at a picnic table? And we sat down at a picnic table and we just discussed the RV life in general of how we do this, you know, full time. So it's everything inside the camper and everything inside our truck too, because we do talk about pieces and parts we have in the truck. But it's just, can you explain to us how you live and how you operate every single day?
And that's such a help, you know, for the community, because, you know, we have some new people here in the audience with us today that are just starting out. I think it's one of those things when you know you can watch one of your videos, you have a YouTube channel, you share the information, or to sit down with you or to meet up with you somewhere and see. I know you have the steps, for right. instance, that come out and make sure that candle is secure for me. It's you know, educating the community, which, you know, is I think what the four of us are all about.
So seeing something on a video, you can't really feel whether or not your hand's going to work on that.
Right.
Or our solar, is that solar really going to work for me? And you can ask us questions on our social media and YouTube, and then I have to kind of answer back. And then you kind of go back and forth. But if you come out to there and you just want to know everything about boondocking and solar, we can sit down for an hour and I can unplug. And I can say, this is what we can run off the solar that we have and the battery bank that we have. So it just gives you an opportunity, and it's easier for us to answer the questions, and you actually see exactly what it takes.
And, you know, I'm going to give a free plug here to RevPro, because one of the hardest decisions that we had to make when we were redoing the RecPro.
Yeah.
You know, when we were doing the inside of our RV, is you don't know what that couch really feels like.
Yes.
You don't know what it is. You know the measurements because they give you a very, very accurate measurements, but you don't know everything about it. And being able to just go touch it, yes, or being able to talk to you. And, you know, you and I talked at Hershey before we did this, and I said, well, how nice is this rec, bro? And you're like, come on over and see it. It's really nice. We got it over here. And we didn't go over and see it just because of our schedule. But I have to say that RecPro theater seating that we put in, we love it.
Yes.
Absolutely love.
And that's the biggest thing before we're going to talk about RecPro and talk about their furniture. You know, you can look online all day long, a mattress, a furniture, whatever it is that going to feel like it really looks? And now I can say, you know, here's their website. Check it out. You can go, I can't feel that. That's okay. Come into my RV. Sit on it for a little while. Here's a cup of coffee that we brewed for you while we were on solar and explain to you what we were able to do while you're relaxing with your feet kicked up and going, yes, I need this sofa because yes, it does feel comfortable.
Well, I think what you're doing for the RV community is just absolutely incredible because it's something that's needed. It's like, you know, we were sitting and I'm looking online and I'm looking at the RecPro and I'm looking at the other brand and they all look good. They make them look beautiful when they, But you really don't know how it... Everything looks good on Amazon. Okay, you're listening to the RV Life Podcast. We are live today at...
Oak Valley RV Resort.
In
Webster, Florida.
There you go.
Thank you for filling in.
So we are having a great time. We have some people here in the live audience. And we'll be back right after this.
National Indoor RV Centers with over 1,000 motorhomes available across multiple locations. National Indoor RV Centers continues to provide an outstanding hassle-free motorhome ownership experience. National Indoor is the number one Newmar dealer in the nation and also features brands like Integra, Winnebago, and much more. Visit NIRVC.com and become a part of the National Indoor RV Centers family.
National Indoor RV Centers. We just spent 5 days with Brett and Angie and Chuck from AIM. And again, every time we're with them, we feel like family. Truly feel like family. As a lot of people know from listening to the podcast, Dan and I are looking for our next RV. And
I got to tell you, I saw our next RV. We unveiled it at that event we were at last week with Jeff Sather from Brainliner.
We do. And if you want to hear all about that, that was last week's...
Episode 110.
It posted on 110.
Yeah.
And you could hear all about that unveiling that was industry changing. But again, I just love hanging out with people from NIRVC. We are going to be purchasing our next RV from them.
We are. And, you know, from a Class A point of view, to me, the chassis is the most important thing. And the fact that this Freightliner chassis, which we really believe is the best chassis in the marketplace today, is now on the elite motorhomes from Newmar and from Integra.
So it's on the Cornerstone Integra.
Right.
Yep.
And it'll be on the Anthem very soon. We talked to the president of
Integra,
Jayco.
Ken Walters.
Yep.
Amazing.
So just amazing, amazing things coming. And we love being part of the NIRVC family. Now that sound means it's time for today's question of the week, brought to you by Open Roads Innovative Tolling.
Now let's talk a little bit more about Open Roads Innovative Tolling. They may be the RV industry's best kept secret. Now Dan and I travel over 100,000 miles over the last several years, and we've searched for an easy way to do tolling across the country. And we have finally found that company. This toll transponder works in all 48 states.
Now, for our question of the week, we normally take a question from social media, from around a campground. Today, we have a very special surprise for everybody because we have somebody from our studio audience that happens to be camping right across from us. He is a super listener because he's got the RV Life Podcast shirt on. We're going to get a picture of that and we're going to put this in. Everybody say cheese real quick. Say RV Life Podcast and get this really good picture. And we'll put that picture over on our Instagram page so everybody can see. And you are, your name is?
My name's Tim. I'm from Winchester, Kentucky.
Tim from Winchester, Kentucky.
Yes.
Okay, so what is your question that you would like answered by RV Life experts?
As newbies, where is the one place you say we must go to?
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's a big question.
So now I'm going to ask all of us has to pick a place. So I'm putting all of you. I see Lisa and Jimmy are thinking, they're making faces. So who wants to start with your place that is a must see in this country?
Oh, wait, before we do that, I'm going to say there's four of us up here. And he asked, what's the one place that you would really, really want to go? And I believe we're going to get four different answers.
We have to, or they have to pick someplace else. That's just
setting rules.
Okay, yes. Lisa's raising her hand.
Lisa, you could go first.
Well, even though you've given me a hard time.
First of all, he said expert.
Yes.
There's nobody. I mean, there's not an expert in RV life.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
It's not an expert. It's just we learn as we go.
Absolutely.
And we learn from everybody. And I know this is going off topic, but you learn every day, even from brand new RVers. You may learn what not to do.
Absolutely. It is so true.
Every single day.
Yes. That's an excellent point.
I noticed when that storm came through yesterday, the brand new RVers.
New to bring their awnings in.
New to bring their awnings in.
Very good. Good job.
Very good job. Good job.
Our RVers are going, oh, it'll be okay.
It'll be okay. Yeah.
And it really won't.
Yeah, it really won't. So you want to bring them in, but go ahead.
Okay, Lisa, what is your number one spot? Something that you tell everybody you must go here before you die.
The Florida Keys.
The Florida Keys.
I just love. I love the clear water. I love the manatees, the sea turtles. Like, I just love everything about it. Now, I will also say that's kind of a two-part question because it depends on what part of the country you're in. So narrowing it down to one is kind of hard. And so I know what he's going to pick because it's not in the same part of the country. But I'm a water girl, so I like the clear water and all the critters that live in it. And that is my number one pick.
She likes to see that shark coming. Before it bites you.
Yeah.
I would rather be in the mucky water.
Yeah. Now, Dan, you don't want to go down the Keys, so I'm going to have to find somebody else to go because that sounds amazing.
At the risk of Jimmy making fun of me, because you've driven down there a few times, I'm not a big fan in this 2002 old RV where I'm sitting 5-6 feet off the road going over a bridge for
7 miles.
But you can see to the bottom of the water because it's clear. And a spoiler alert, it's not really deep down there. The water's not really deep. So
yeah, but that doesn't help if the RV goes
over. Just jump.
Just jump out.
Just keep your windows up.
Okay.
So when you get the new RV,
yes.
The Keys
so
is the place.
When we get the new RV, and I can drive
across the 7 mile bridge.
Yes. Okay. There it is.
And you can be the passenger.
For the next fuel stop.
Slow down. Okay. So now, Jimmy, where's your place?
Well, that is a question we get asked so many times, and to me, it does
move it closer to the microphone. Is
it
the
does
signal
matter the time of the year?
Yes.
Because you don't want to go to Florida Keys for me in July, and you don't want to go to Colorado in January if you don't like the cold. So if the weather was perfect and it was a great time, then we like to go. I like to go to Gooseneck State Park in Utah. It's a state park. You can back right up to the edge. And don't ask me how we know this, because we've done this. And at night, you can see every star that's out there. And if you go to our social media, you can see where we have posted many pictures of the Milky Way right over top of our camper. So that is one of the best places to go that we have seen.
Where is that again, please?
That's at Gooseneck State Park in Utah.
It's in Mexican Hat, Utah.
Mexican Hat.
Wow. That just sounded amazing. So again, when you're on a podcast, you have to paint the picture, and you certainly did that. So I'm putting it on my list. Have not been there. Definitely on my list of places to go. Now, for me, it was the Grand Canyon. And we actually got in a helicopter. Now, mind you, I'm afraid of heights, but we got in a helicopter and flew over the Grand Canyon. Wow. That's all I could say. So whether you go and you take the tour on the donkey down or over with a helicopter, however you go, the Grand Canyon is probably one of the must-sees.
And we've never been.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you, you know, taking the helicopter tours is probably $500-$600 a person. But it might be one of the top 10 things that I have experienced in my life. Going in a helicopter through, not just over the Grand, through the Grand Canyon. Yeah. Down in through it. And they have one tour that we did not do where they actually land in the middle of the Grand Canyon and have lunch. And, you know, you're looking with those eyes like, oh, my God. But it was probably one of the top 10 things that I have ever experienced in my life.
Wow. Okay.
And and then when they brought us back, they took us right over the strip. We flew right down the strip.
An extra special part of the tour. Yeah.
That was our
fun.
Yeah, it was. So what's yours, Dan? I don't even know where you would say.
Well, I've got two and they're right next to each other. I think that Sedona, Arizona, and I thought that's what you were going to take because it's just beautiful, but you got to get out of the little town.
Yes.
If you go to Sedona, Arizona, buy your t-shirt, buy your whatever, and then go out and explore.
Then go boondock.
Go boondock or go out by the airport and just do a hike for the day. We had the best time in Sedona, Arizona. I think it was just beautiful. It was heartwarming. It was a spiritual experience just hiking up that mountain. Mm-hmm. So I just absolutely love that. And then because I'm the host and I can do what I want to do, I'm gonna throw one more spot out there. And that spot is on Route 66 in a place called Sligman, Arizona.
Sligman?
Sligman. Does anybody know where Sligman, Arizona is? If you do, raise your hand.
Nope.
Everybody's saying, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
I will tell you that everybody in this room has heard of Sligman, Arizona, because the Disney movie Cars was modeled after Sligman, Arizona. And all those cars are there and they're actually being used, the tow truck and the police car.
So since you opened yourself up to this, if you go to our YouTube channel, Exploring Through Our Lens, there's a short on Dan looking like he was being a stuntman and doing a roll and fall. But it was not a stunt. It was real. That you can see on the YouTube channel.
I got to tell you, we'll put a link to that YouTube video in the show notes. But I will tell you that I was so excited finding the police car from the movie Cars. It was right there and I was right behind it. So I'm going to do a little video piece and I'm talking about it and I'm walking around the car rather quickly. But Arizona has a lot of rainstorms, and those rainstorms sometimes create little divots in the dirt, and the ground just gave out on me there. I went down hard.
It wasn't pretty, but I did laugh because I thought he was kidding, so you could see the camera shaking.
Yeah.
But now we got to share with our audience, we all travel a lot. We've traveled in the last 3 years, probably 100,000 plus miles. I don't know that I want to know. And in giving back, you use RV Trip Wizard, correct?
Yes. For everything.
For everything, yes. And we do as well. RV Trip Wizard is the navigation, and we plan using it as you guys do. Why did you, and again, putting you on the spot, why do you use this particular app program?
Because I can put all of our configuration, the fuel mileage we get, how big our tank is, all of that, how tall the trailer is, do we want to avoid ferries or tolls or dirt roads or whatever, and it takes all of that into consideration. I can plan my trip. It'll light up where I need to stop for fuel. It'll show me the truck stops and the fuel stops near that location that we need to stop at, and everything is in one concise little app that we then open on the truck and we follow, and it just makes it so easy.
As Lisa just said, it just works.
It just works, right? So what Lisa just said, I'm going to have Patty re-say it right now.
When traveling in your RV, how do you navigate? Do you use a paper map, a GPS, or do you use Google Maps? Our sponsor, RV Trip Wizard, has the solution, and it just works. It does. It really just works.
It just works. We don't move our RV, an inch without first putting it in RV Trip Wizard. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you a little story. Up in Pennsylvania, we were at a campground, and we extended for a day or two, and they said, well, we don't have your spot. You're going to have to move. I'm like, okay, we'll move. They literally moved us from spot 35 to 36 right next door.
Oh my gosh.
So that night, what do? I go in and I sit down at my computer and I start putting in the coordinates to move the RV. And she's like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm putting it in TripWizard. She said, we're moving right there.
Yeah, he got a little carried away there. A little carried away. But let's talk about, we talked about a lot of things that are here to help our listeners. And yes, one of the important things is certainly clean water. So for new people, you go to different campgrounds around the country. You take your little hose and you plug it into the spigot. And the water is whatever the water may be. You never know what you're going to get. So we were happy to meet Barb and Keith from Clear2O to get fresher, cleaner water.
I mean, Keith will be a guest on the RV Life podcast at the Tampa RV show. So we're looking forward to talking to him there. But Clear2O, you know, you can elevate your water quality with Clear2O. RV's universal advanced solid carbon water filter. It's the most innovative design, and it uses solid carbon block made from natural, renewable coconut carbon, ensuring your water is not only clean, but eco-friendly.
This powerful filter reduces iron, manganese, chlorine, and other chemicals while also tackling sediment, sand, silt, and rust. You get all those things when you're in a campground. It's perfect for RVers. It improves taste, reduces clogs, and protects your appliances. Plus, it's cost-effective with replacement filters, providing top-notch water purifications for just pennies a day.
Now, our best advice is don't settle for less. Visit clear2o.com now and experience the difference of Clear2O's advanced filtration system. Look for Clear2O products in their signature lime green casting. You're listening to the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. She's right over there. Our guests today, Jimmy and Lisa Cox from Find Us Camping. What's it say? The people.
The places.
The people, the places. So that's their logo on their
camping.
Shirt.
The people, the places.
That's what it's all about.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to spending much more time with you. There's no RV Life event. Last year, Patty left Tampa because her mom was sick. So she got on an airplane and flew away. And I was all by myself. So the three of us went out to the RV Life event last year and we went bowling. Now, I kind of got duped there because Jimmy used to be a semi-professional or professional bowler.
Okay.
That would be a stretch.
I could have been, but I didn't,
but
go,
he was a good
I didn't
bowler.
Go that deep, so.
Well, he used to bowl every day. Okay.
That is a fact.
And he threw that ball down the alley like he knew what he was doing. I get up there and I just throw the thing and it just kind of goes.
But I still got beat.
That's true.
By Lisa. Lisa's raising her hand.
Lisa,
everybody on our lane.
That's awesome.
That is true.
Everybody gets lucky once in a while.
It's different when you're bowing and without
your own equipment.
Yeah, no, yeah. Without your own stuff.
Okay, there's always excuses.
I missed my bowling ball, but that was one of the things that did not make the cut. Get on the RV from
no,
the house.
No, it did
it
not.
It is in ours now.
It is.
We
in
have
now.
It in the RV.
True story. Oh, okay.
You have yours.
Yeah, don't
we
tell him that. Do not tell him that. I do not need a bowling ball. But as Dan said, we're here at the Florida RV Super Show in Tampa. We will be here the whole 5 days. If you see us, and we talked about this, stop by and say hi.
Right.
For out and about, Lisa and Jimmy said the same thing. Come say hi to us. We're not, you know.
And that's something I want to say to our friends here. They are camped right across from us. We pulled in and it says exploring through our lens on the front of our RV. And Tim, right? Tim, you came over and introduced yourself and said hello. We were outside of the camper. We're just sitting outside, you know, talking. perfect. We love when people come over. Now, you are sitting behind your awnings back there saying, don't be a stalker. Don't be a stalker.
That's his wife he's referring to. Yes. But we love when we're out. And that's why I said it. Lisa and Jimmy and Dan and I were talking yesterday about this. If we're outside, come say hi.
Absolutely.
If you see us at a show, come say hi. If you see Dan carrying a little blue bag, ask him for a t-shirt. We have 300 and we cannot leave the Florida Super Show with many of them. So ask for a t-shirt. We'll have them. We'll be driving a golf cart that has the RV Life Podcast logo on it.
Sweet.
Yeah. We'll hook you up. You're Lisa and Jimmy, like if you need a ride, we got you covered.
Oh, we're going to need some rides.
Yeah. Yeah.
That show is huge.
That show is really, really
it
huge.
It is. So, yeah, we're looking forward to meeting people. That's what this is all about.
Well, I want to thank people that came and sat and listened to us talk for an hour, hour and a half. We truly appreciate it. Jimmy, Lisa, thank you so much for everything you do for the community and coming here to be on the RV Life Podcast and everything you're going to do next week to help us out, because we've got 300 to 500 shirts coming. We need them all. Well, we need them all folded and rolled and put a rubber band around so I can throw them out to the crowds out there that.
I'll be doing laundry that day, but we also have to thank Oak Alley RV Resort for having us here and letting us set up in the community center. They have been amazing.
It has been amazing. It's a little bit low ceilings for my purposes, but
great.
We get a little bit of echo in here.
Very hard right now because they're cooking right next to us.
And it's nice. So good.
Yes, we got to go get some food over there.
Go get some grub.
Thank you all for having us. We've had a great time.
Well, you're welcome. You're listening to the RV Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hunt. That's my wife, Patty Hunt. And we love bringing this show to you each and every week. And we'd love to remind you to have a great rest of today.
And an even better day tomorrow.